You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders takes us back to 15 years ago, February 1st, 2003. It was a cloudless, spring-like Saturday morning when we experienced a national tragedy and lost the crew of the Space Shuttle Columbia.
15 years ago, on February 1, 2003, on a cloudless, spring-like Saturday morning as I walked out of my door in Nacogdoches shortly before 8, a sonic boom rattled the windows. Red River Radio had just reported the shuttle Columbia was headed to land in Florida. I figured the boom, followed by a series of rumbles, was the shuttle passing overhead. I'd seen the shuttle pass over on past flights, a quick flash of orange streaking across the sky, but not this time. Minutes later, pieces of the shuttle began raining down over Nacogdoches and much of Deep East Texas. I rushed to work at the newspaper and began frantically calling my staff. It was quickly clear that our small crew would be covering the biggest story of their careers. Within a few hours, our town filled with satellite trucks and journalists, National Guardsmen, sightseers, and hundreds of volunteer recovery workers. That scene was repeated in other towns throughout the Piney Woods, Lufkin, St. Augustine, and Hemphill in particular. Columbia's crew of 5 men and 2 women perished in the explosion, a fact never far from the minds of those searching for shuttle debris. By the end of the next day, more than 800 recovery workers were scouring Nacogdoches County, while over 1,000 were doing the same in Sabine and St. Augustine counties. By midweek, 350 DPS troopers also arrived to serve as custodians for the evidence collected by the recovery crews. An estimated 300 media personnel had arrived by the weekend. A few dozen camped out in our small newspaper office. Hotels were full in Nacogdoches, Lufkin, and other neighboring towns. For 2 weeks, our staffs in Nacogdoches and Lufkin worked long hours covering the recovery workers, who put in even longer hours in often miserable weather, as winter returned a few days later, a cold rain pelting them. They placed blue flags, similar to the type used to mark utility lines, wherever a piece of shuttle debris was recovered. A few weeks later, I walked through a pasture where recovery workers had searched. Hundreds of flags dotted the pasture, a scene repeated in a long, sad swath of East Texas. More than 10,000 professionals from 42 states participated in the search over the course of nearly 2 months. They left their mark on our communities. Small memorials have been established in the various towns that hosted recovery efforts. There's one in Hemphill in Sabine County. Another was placed at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. A small marker was placed behind Commercial National Bank in Nacogdoches, where a piece the size of the hood of a car landed in a parking lot. I recall seeing DPS troopers guarding that piece when I was able to escape the newsroom for a few minutes that Saturday. When a small town, or in this case several small towns, become the focus of national attention, it can bring out the best or worst in people. In the case of the Columbia disaster, for the most part, it brought out the best. The response by the local leaders who put together the initial search and recovery efforts was quick, well-organized, and drew praise, especially from NASA. Hundreds of people volunteered their time, restaurants donated meals to feed volunteers, businesses provided gloves and ponchos as the weather quickly turned foul. I hope our country resumes manned space flights. It's expensive and certainly dangerous. Lives were lost when Apollo 1 caught fire, when the Challenger exploded upon launch, and Columbia's disintegration upon return. A number of private companies are forging ahead, even as NASA is essentially hamstrung by lack of funding. I believe we should continue efforts to explore the last frontier, even as we mourn those whose lives were lost.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.